I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be talking about Clatsop Community College's new fall schedule, which has just been mailed out to most residents in this area, and some new programs that they have as well. In the studio today, I have Lloyd Mueller. Lloyd is the Financial Aid Director for Clatsop Community College. Hi, Lloyd. Glad to have
you. Good morning, Donna. It's a pleasure being here.
Excellent. And we also have Monica Van Steenberg. Monica is the recruiting coordinator for Clatsop Community College. Hi, Monica.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Before we talk about the college and all of the programs that they offer, the conferences, the enrichment opportunities for people of all ages, and of course the degrees, let's learn a bit about each of you, please. So Lloyd, please tell us about yourself.
I was born in Wisconsin. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've been doing financial aid for over 25 years at the University of Wisconsin Parkside and 15 years at the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. I had the opportunity to move out to the coast, do financial aid out here in a very different environment, and I took that opportunity and I'm working with it now.
And why did you choose to leave Wisconsin? Had you been to the Estuary? Did you just move here? Did you know about Clatsop Community College?
I was through the coast multiple times, through Astoria. The job opportunity was here. I was ready for a change. Mm-hmm. And I thought, if I have to finish my working career somewhere, it would be someplace I truly enjoy. And Clatsop was that place. And so that's why I'm here.
And you like living here. It's working out.
I enjoy it.
Good.
Bought a house, settled down. It's very nice.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Lloyd. And Monica, please tell us about yourself.
So I have been in higher education for a little over 10 years now. I'm a first-generation student, and I like to share that because I often talk to students who come in and they're a little bit later in life and they think maybe it's too late to get started. And I like to share that I didn't get my bachelor's degree until I was 38. The whole process took me about 18 years, which is about as long as it takes to raise a child. And so that's kind of what drives me to do what I do. So prior to Clatsop, I worked at Portland State University in admissions, and I've been here for about 2 years. Graduated from Arizona State when I was 38, and that's where I also worked in advising, and I worked for the registrar's office. And I came to Clatsop because I came here in February on a recruiting event for Portland State, and it was raining, and it was foggy, and it was gray, and it was beautiful, and I fell in love, and I went back, and I told my husband, I think we should go to Astoria when we retire. And then 6 months later, this job came up and we came well in advance of my retirement. So
it is true. Now, these days, it's so sunny. We don't really, a lot of us recognize the gray, kind of silvery, rainy town that was. And we're all obviously hoping that that will be what's happening this winter, too. So you've been here for 2 years.
Yep.
And maybe since you and I are speaking, then we'll ask Lloyd what he does as the financial aid director. But when you are recruiting, you obviously need to tell people what is Clatsop Community College. And I mean, many people know it is the set of buildings up on the hill at the top of 16th Street. But what exactly is Clatsop Community College? What's the mission? If someone knew nothing about it, what would you say? Because you're out telling people,
absolutely,
here's this amazing resource and here's why you should think about becoming.
Sure. So one of the things I like to talk about with Clatsop Community College is that we're an open access institution. And it's a mission at Clatsop to help people get to school and get what they need. And sometimes that is a degree or a certificate. Sometimes it's community enrichment. They're just looking for something to do. So maybe they want to take a writing class, and we have lots of great stuff to offer there. And sometimes it's very specific work skills and employment assistance. So those things are all kind of included in our mission. And the mission sort of drives the institution. But the other thing that I really like people to know about Clatsop is we have a couple of really fantastic flagship programs. Our historic preservation program is very unique. I believe it is now the only one left on the West Coast. There was one south of us, but it is no longer in effect. And our maritime program is also a fantastic program that we are very unique in offering here on the coast. And we have great sort of employment and work experience components to those, as well as, you know, a lot of other programs. Our nursing program's pretty fantastic. We just got the news today that all of our nurses who did their testing last year passed, so we're really proud of them. Lots of good stuff at the college.
How many students are there at Clatsop?
There are a little over 2,500 students at Clatsop Community College.
Okay. And when you say that there are that you have these unique programs, mm-hmm. obviously, yes, the Maritime Program and the Historic Preservation Program. When people ask you, though, what does open access mean? Because you said that it's an open access.
Mm-hmm. Open access means that we don't have admission requirements like a university might have admission requirements. So we're a place where your background in education maybe isn't the best, maybe high school wasn't the thing for you, or maybe you went to college really early on but you didn't do well. Those aren't going to be barriers to getting into the institution. So we remove those kinds of barriers, and we also try to help work with folks financially by providing an affordable option to getting started on education, perhaps ending, depending on what your career goals are. But we really like to be the gateway to welcome everybody who wants to get an education or to better themselves to have that option.
Wow. So if someone is willing mm-hmm. to attend a community college, then they can go to CLATSIP, and it doesn't matter if they didn't. I mean, obviously, you can get a GED there.
Right. Absolutely.
If you didn't finish high school.
Right.
If you're older, it doesn't matter what your grades were. None of that matters.
That's right. We can help you get started no matter where you are when you come in the door. We have options available. We have great programs like Lives in Transition that can kind of help get you the resources you need to get started. So community colleges in general are a great opportunity for anybody who wants to kind of move forward. And CLATSIP in particular has some fantastic programs to help people get started.
Yes, community colleges unfortunately have lost a lot of funding, state funding. And so one of the things I always like to do is register for classes and take, as a person, as an Astorian, you know, a local person who lives here, one of the best ways we can help the college, obviously by attending, you know, any fundraising functions, and if you can give to the foundation to support the college, which is really vital for all of us who live here and for the future of people in this region and elsewhere where they go. You can also take classes. And if you take a class, then that helps because you have then more students that then can help you get more grant money.
Absolutely. More students also, in a weird way, equals more classes. The more bodies we have to fill classes, the more classes we can offer. So it's a great sort of social investment in our community to educate people on job skills, to educate them on citizenship. I mean, just in general, great resource.
When you're recruiting for CLATSIP Community College, what are the questions, the ones you get the most?
The ones I get the most, at the top of every list, and I'm going to let Lloyd take off on this one a little bit, it's can I afford to go to college? College is so expensive. I always hear that it's just, you know, not something that I can do. And it's simply not true, both from the perspective of CLATSIP is really affordable. It's much less than it is to go to a university. But also we have a lot of aid available.
We have a lot of financial aid available, and that gets into what I do. On a daily basis, I help students and families come up with a plan to afford CLATSIP. That it isn't free, that there is tuition, which is very reasonable, $99 a credit, which is very, very reasonable. But a lot of families, because we work with the open admissions process, we have a large base of economically and socially diverse people. And a lot of people worry, how can I afford this? And maybe it's not even just the tuition. How can I afford childcare? How can I afford transportation? How am I going to pay the rent when I'm going to school? Because being a full-time or even a part-time student is an amazing drain on resources of a family. That's where financial aid can truly step in and help with that. And we work with a variety of financial aid from the institution itself. That's our core of what we work with. And then the state and federal government. Grants, loans, scholarships, work opportunities. And we try to make those available to the widest group of people we can. And we're very happy that we do that. I think as a financial aid administrator, it's been very satisfying to work with CLATSIP and our student population in that we can truly help people access education.
The financial aid that you have available, Lloyd, is for degree-seeking students.
It's for degree-seeking students who are going for an associate or a certificate.
What kind of degrees, let's talk about what people can get and how that helps them then move forward in their lives and have career opportunities.
Absolutely. So the degree programs at Clatsop tend to be either in the career technical area or they're transfer degrees. So transfer degrees are kind of easy to cover, and I'll start with that. Basically, a transfer degree is designed to help a student move on to a university. And we have some fantastic partnership programs right now at the college. We have a business administration partnership with Eastern Oregon University, where students can actually complete their bachelor's degree on our campus here in Astoria, which is fantastic for folks who really love it here as much as I do and don't want to leave, or even better for folks who already have a job and they're getting this degree to sort of enhance their employability. They don't have to leave town to do that. And we also have partnerships with Western Oregon University with a new degree in computer science, as well as our degree partnerships with Oregon State University and Portland State, both of which have a pretty great online component. So again, one of the things that we offer for students in terms of transfer is that we can act as a center and a focus for them to actually complete that degree, either by moving on to that university physically or by finding ways to stay here in the community. And then the other thing that we offer are lots of really fantastic career and technical programs. This fall, we have a new 2-year degree program in welding that we're starting. It used to just be a 1-year certificate program. And we're really excited about that because students tend to have a fantastic hire rate coming out of that program. Our nursing program graduates RNs who are ready to go into the field and work, medical assisting, maritime science, historic preservation, auto, all kinds of career and technical programs that are really designed that once you're done here at Clatsop Community College, you're going out into the workforce. So if you're a hands-on kind of person and you don't really want to spend all your time sitting in a classroom somewhere, we have programs to help get you ready to work. And we have great sort of connections in the community to help folks get work experience. And sometimes those work experience opportunities turn into a job opportunity when our students graduate.
What I think is great about a small college setting is that your classes are small, you get a lot of hands-on, you get a lot of extra help. And so you have students, I mean, of all ages. I mean, what would you say the median age is?
We do have a lot of age diversity in our students. And I would say the median is probably somewhere between 32 and 36, maybe 34. We have folks that are coming back that are looking to do a career change, in addition to people who, kind of like myself, are just taking their time to get to that bachelor's degree. So yeah, there's a lot of diversity going on there.
And also, don't you go to the high schools too? Because in your position, you would obviously, and because that's it's affordable. They can stay at home before they decide if they're going to go to U of O or whatever, or OSU or something. So what is it like when you go to the high schools? Are kids saying, yeah, Clatsop, it's a great college, I want to stay here?
They actually are saying that. And I think that that has been a change over the past couple of years in the sort of social perspective on what a community college has to offer. When I'm in the high school, I hear a lot of excitement about the career programs. There's a lot of local students who really want to go into the fields of nursing or medical assisting, or they want to work out in the logging camps, or they want to work out on the river. But we also have students that are getting more savvy about what their student loan debt is going to look like when they get out of college with their bachelor's degree. And so we have a lot of programs at Clatsop to help them get through these first 2 years with minimal student loan, if any. I mean, there are programs like the Honors Program to reach out to the high-achieving students. But we also have lots of Pell Grant funding available, as well as multiple scholarships and a lot of scholarships that actually don't get applied for that we'd really kind of like to talk about today, because there's funding available, again, to help with that student loan debt that aren't being taken advantage of at the college.
Oh, Lloyd, that's your bailiwick.
It's one of the things that we really try to emphasize, as Monica said, is loan debt. And we try to keep loan debt down as much as possible. It's unavoidable for some students. They're going to have to borrow. But the majority of our students don't. And the majority of our students receive scholarships and grants to pay for their education. And that's the thing that we try to emphasize to parents, to families, almost first. I go out to the high schools also, along not with Monica, but on separate occasions, and talk to parents and on financial aid nights. And I try to emphasize that we try to work with you as a family and what you can do is part of the process, where we try to structure what that family can do with our institutional resources. We will have scholarships available this fall, which is interesting, that we have a competition in the spring. We also have one in the fall, starting October 12th for continuing students. We'll have scholarships that they can apply for. Some are as much as $4,000. Some are very small, but they all help. And it's something that we really want students to participate in. And it's never too late for these things and the entire financial aid process, that if you applied this weekend for financial aid, you were thinking of coming in the fall, which is starting September 28th, we would be able to do a financial aid award for you within a week to 10 days and tell you what you're eligible for, which is very, very different than other schools. Because of our size, because of our efficiency, we can help families realize their dream of sending a child to school, which is really important.
All right, so here we are. It's August 26th.
Yeah.
And classes start September 28th, and there is time. You can talk to Lloyd, and there is time to enroll and to get financial aid for this fall schedule.
For this fall, it's quite possible to do it, and we're really encouraging people to do that, to not be put off by the almost daunting nature of the financial aid process. If you have any questions about it, I'll meet with you. A member of my staff will meet with you. We'll walk you through the process so you fully understand what's going on and make sure that everything is in place by the beginning of school.
Lloyd, I love your enthusiasm. Both of you are so enthusiastic. I mean, it's that, and you, I would feel very supported if I were a student coming in and was, you know, intimidated by the process.
It's very interesting that at a smaller school, having worked at a private school, we're very similar to that internally in that you can talk to us. You can walk into my office. I'm there. You don't have to make an appointment, even though sometimes you do. But I mean, on a daily basis, if a student came in or if a parent had a question, a problem, a concern, my office is open for them to talk to.
You all are accessible. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about opportunities at Clatsop Community College. Their fall schedule, their fall program of classes begins September 28th. There is financial aid available for degree-seeking students. There are some new programs, and we'll be talking about that more in the second half as well. My guests are Lloyd Mueller. He is the financial aid director for Clatsop Community College, and Monica Van Steenberg, who is the recruiting coordinator. When we talk about new programs that are happening in the fall, do these programs come about as a result of the community saying, we want this, we need this? Or, I mean, who says, gosh, maybe we should be offering these things?
There's definitely a combination of things that happen. There's certainly... we're very interested in hearing from the community what they're looking for, and we're always interested particularly in hearing from business owners in ways that we can help serve their students. So that is something that we're always listening to, and I would certainly say that was a huge contributor to the Eastern Oregon University degree partnership that we have. We also are having conversations that are ongoing with our partner institutions who may say, well, we have this program that we started in this rural community, and we think that your community may benefit from this as well. And so we kind of look into that. And that's how programs sometimes get started. But I would say that most of the time, it's definitely driven by the local economy and the local needs of the population. So if it's career technical, it's what do we need in Astoria? If it's transfer, it's what do our students need to get where they need to go?
So this two-year degree in welding, I mean, what's amazing about this is we need welders, of course.
Absolutely.
Everyone. And yet you can also go and you can take art classes, or you can take philosophy classes, or again, it's almost like there's definitely something for everyone at Clatsop Community College.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I actually, just a shout out to the art program. It's not something that we talk about a lot because it doesn't feed into maybe a particular place in Astoria, except for our great art scene. Kristen Schock is the director of that program up there, and she does some tremendous things with the gallery there, with shows that she brings in that are world-class shows, but also the quality of her instructorship is fantastic. And we've had more students that are interested in art coming in lately, which has been really exciting, because we also have sort of this track that we've added to our transfer program for students who want to be art students, so that they're getting all of those introductory classes that they're going to need when they move on to get their bachelor's degree.
That's great, because I would argue that we need artists in the world more now than ever.
Agreed.
Because they're the ones who reflect back, you know, our what our society is doing and help us look at things in new ways. And
absolutely.
We need that desperately. And what an incredible cultural exchange program with the Maori artist that Richard Rowland brought in. So the college, this little college is a jewel. I mean, it does things that are far-reaching and unusual. I mean, there's a shout-out to Robert McClellan. There's a conference coming up on Saturday, September 12th. It's the Conference on Extraordinary Living, which is on Saturday, September 12th. It's from 9:30 to 4 of just a minimum donation. This is for people who are retired. There's a lunch that's provided to look at how do you live well and what are the what questions might you have as you're moving into retirement years. And that is such a bonus. That is such a benefit to people because although we have certainly a lot of hipsters in town these days, we have a lot of retirees as well. And so, and if you're interested, by the way, in this Conference on Extraordinary Living, you can go to the website. There's more information, and you can call Robert McClellan directly. And I will leave his number here at the station if you'd like to call the radio station after the program and get the number. But there's so there are just so many things. The tribute to the Columbia River. It's ongoing. The summer classes that happen for young people, you know, computers. There was a video game design class this summer.
Yeah, it filled fast. We need to offer more sections of that, I think. The video game design in particular was, they all fill fast. It's quality programming for those young people to come up and experience the college and find that it's not a scary place. It's very accessible. Everybody is willing to help. I really love that the young people get to experience the college so fully in the summer. It's pretty great.
And how, though, with it sounds like you're responding to all of these needs in the community and in the region and what's happening in the world and what people are needing these days. How are you doing this? Because you need, you know, you need financial, the college itself, I mean, students can get financial aid, yes, and the college needs financial help as well.
Yeah, that's really true, actually. I think that most listeners will probably know about the bond measure that went up this year to help us build the new facility on campus. And with that measure, we will actually be offering new programs on campus as well. I think it's really important for folks to know, and I myself didn't know this until I started working in higher education, is there's this idea out there that we get all of this great funding from the government, but the reality is our government funding is pretty minimal. As far as the federal level goes, we have students with financial aid. And that's pretty much it. We don't get a big check from the federal government. And state funding has been really, really reduced in recent years. So I really hope that folks think about that when you're thinking about the quality of what the community has in exchange for what we offer up at the college, that folks keep that in mind at tax time when folks are talking about, you know, different measures that may impact funding that's available to us. And also thinking about it at the state level and support folks that are going to pay for education and invest.
Well, right now, I know that Patriot Hall is being demolished because you are building a brand new facility. Which, do you want to tell people a teeny bit about what that facility is going to be?
Sure. The exciting part about Patriot Hall right now is there's actually a camera link on our website. You can watch the demolition, and we've all stood outside in the morning with our coffee in hand, kind of in awe as these giant monstrous things eat this building. But what they're bringing in is a new wellness facility on campus. So it'll have an indoor running track, which is pretty phenomenal, as well as new sort of basketball setup. And the sports facilities are fantastic. But it's also going to bring classroom space that at this point we're looking at dedicating to some paramedic training and some drug and alcohol counseling programs. So some stuff, again, that's definitely needed in the community, and we're doing our best to provide that.
And actually, as a little note, 16th Street, there, of course, the city of Astoria is doing the sewer paving,
Yes.
project, and so 16th Street will not happen until next summer now. That'll be the only street that will happen next summer.
Right.
Because of Patriot Hall, and you all have to have access to being able to get things in and out. When is the new Patriot Hall going to supposedly be finished, we hope? Is it next year?
Fall of 16.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fall of 2006. Okay. Excellent. Terry Wilson would like to say something.
Well, in light of the New York Times article, the big one talking about the Cascadian subduction zone, and do the fact that I'm a very active ham, as are you, Miss Donna.
Not exactly.
It's the only
you
college
are.
I've ever heard of. There may be others, but it's the only college I've ever heard of that offers an amateur radio class.
It's true. It's true. It's part of our community enrichment program, and we yep. offer it at least once a year.
Yes. I think twice.
I think so, too.
Good. Yes, a shout-out. Having a ham radio license is really a great idea. If you're out there listening, check into that. I think it's an important thing for yourself, your family, and the community.
It helps you stay in contact when nothing else will.
That's right. That's during the
2007 storm, the hurricane.
Yes, ham radio operators were the only ones who had the ability to communicate. We just have a few moments left. What else would you like the listening audience to know about Classic Community College's fall programs, opportunities? Please tell us.
If students are thinking of coming in the fall, if you're a prospective student, a family, there still is time to complete the financial aid process and do it in a sane manner. We can walk you through it. We can get you relaxed. We can explain what's going on to you. And all of this can be done by the beginning of school.
So, if you have been thinking it's not feasible and possible, it is.
It is possible.
It is possible. And Lloyd will help you through the process and hands-on. And it won't be an insane process. I like you said, it will be a sane and comforting
yes.
Process. And where can people, obviously the catalogs are available up at the college. The brand new fall catalog has just been sent out, and you send those out to most residents.
We do. We send it out pretty much to everybody in Clatsop County.
Okay. So hopefully you have yours now, and you can look through, like a kid in a candy store for me, you can look through and see all of the great classes that are available. And I think that Monica's also been, we've been talking about, maybe we'll be able to have them in coffee shops in downtown and businesses so that people can get
That's
them.
Definitely going to be a goal that we're looking into.
That's
yeah,
great.
Absolutely.
And so, Rebecca, Monica, anything else that you would like the listening audience to know about?
Absolutely. I kind of want to piggyback on Lloyd. So even if you haven't started the admissions process at this point, there's plenty of time left to start the admissions process. My favorite thing to do is send people away with a smile on their face saying, I thought this was going to be so stressful, but you made it stress-free. We really, really do try to do that and to uncomplicate it as much as we possibly can. So plenty of time to get admitted, plenty of time to get financial aid. Classes start September 28th.
And tell me how it works if you're from outside Oregon, because do you have, I mean, one of the challenges, of course, Estuary is having now is, you know, housing, you know, affordable housing, you know, rentals for some of the students. So people who are living in, you know, Southern Washington mm-hmm. can also come and be students. And do they pay the same?
They do pay the same. There's a border rate for the border counties. And I think it's
a dollar more.
I mean, it's, okay. yeah, pretty negligible.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
So they're absolutely. I would agree that the housing can be tight. And I know that the AAUW is working on some solutions for women with housing, and we are always on the lookout for that. So
good. So, and we have students coming who actually are moving here to come to Clatsop.
Absolutely.
So if you live here, what a great thing to be able to take advantage of something that's right here in your own backyard.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Well, I just am impressed by all of the things that are happening. I think we've talked about some of the new things, the new two-year degree for the Associate of Applied Science Welding, the transfer Associate of Science, Oregon Transfer Computer Science degree with Western
yep.
Oregon University, and then the partnership with Eastern Oregon University, so that you can actually get a bachelor's degree.
Absolutely.
Staying right here.
Staying right here in Astoria.
Hmm. And the nursing education facilities. I'm looking at this list that Patricia Warren has given me about all these exciting things, 11 certification class series. Thank you both so much for the important work you do and for your enthusiasm and excitement.
Sure.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, I encourage everyone listening to look at the fall schedule, find something that appeals to you. It will enrich your life. It will help the college. And if you know someone who's seeking a degree, there is financial aid available. So check out Classic Community College. Thank you all so much for listening to Talk of Our Towns. And a big shout out to Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, who's just incredible. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. We all get so busy and then we're stressed and we don't breathe deeply. And breathing is a great way to signal our bodies to relax. And then we're more efficient, we're happier. And then you can smile to yourself and you can think about the things that are working well in your life. There will always be those things that aren't. Focus on the things that are, on the good things. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, and for doing the best you can at this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.